Greens and Gaylord, online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, Your Defending Fathers, here on this Tuesday. Final half hour of today's show, Tuesday, July 28th. Apologize, I want to put those markers in there for the podcast on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, dedicated to this show. Click on podcasts, every half hour is there. Click on it, listen anytime you want. Americans for Citizen Voting sent me a press release. New reports renew urgency for Michigan to adopt the citizen-only voting amendment. Americans for Citizen Voting calls on Secretary of State Benson to certify the ballot initiative and let Michigan voters decide. Americans for Citizen Voters yesterday thanked the Michigan Bureau of Elections for beginning the certification process for the organization's constitutional amendment petitions and renewed its call for timely certification following new reports in Michigan and New Jersey that have raised additional questions about the accuracy of our voter registration systems and the need for stronger election safeguards. Earlier this year, more than 750,000 Michigan citizens signed petitions supporting the proposed constitutional amendment, hundreds of thousands more than what was required under Michigan law. In recent days, reports from Michigan and New Jersey have highlighted additional instances involving non-citizens appearing in voter registration records, and in some cases, actually casting ballots, renewing public discussion about election safeguards and our qualified voter file rolls accuracy. For Americans for Citizen Voting, the reports reinforce what hundreds of thousands of Michigan residents have already said with their signatures. Michigan should require proof of citizenship to vote, along with photo identification to be able to cast a ballot, and regular reviews of our qualified voter files to ensure they remain accurate. Every lawful vote deserves to count, and only lawful votes should count, said Kirsten Combs, spokesperson for the Americans for Citizen Voting. This isn't about politics. We don't ask whether someone votes Republican, Democrat, or Independent because it doesn't matter. Our initiative is about protecting the vote of every eligible American citizen. Every vote and every voter should be verified. Former Michigan Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, current state senator, said recent reports underscores why Michigan should strengthen its safeguards that will protect every legal vote. Election integrity should not be a partisan issue, Johnson said. Regardless if you're a Republican, Democrat, or Independent, every eligible citizen deserves to know that their lawful vote will not be diluted by an ineligible one. As Secretary of State, I work to improve the integrity of our election because public confidence is essential to our democracy. Requiring proof of citizenship to vote, verifying our qualified voter files, and requiring photo identification at the polls are common sense measures that would help ensure every legal vote counts. Johnson added more than 750,000 Michiganders signed petitions asking for the opportunity to vote on this constitutional amendment. They followed the law. They exceeded the requirements, and they deserve to have their voices heard. Therefore, the Secretary of State should certify these petitions so the people of Michigan can decide this issue once and for all for themselves. End quote, said State Senator, former Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. Combs said the continued reports raise important questions about how many errors are acceptable before stronger safeguards are implemented. She continued, when reports continue to surface showing non-citizens appearing on the qualified voter files or even in our jury pools, which are tied to voter registration databases, every reasonable person should be asking the same questions. How many is too many? When is enough enough? How many eligible registrations are acceptable? How many unlawful ballots that are cast are acceptable? How many lawful Michigan votes should be canceled before we decide stronger safeguards are necessary? Americans for Citizen Voting noted that jury polls and voter registration records often rely on overlapping government databases, making questions about a citizen's citizenship verification relevant to both election administration and our justice system. Folks, do you realize if you're not a U.S. citizen, you cannot sit on a jury board? If you're not a citizen, you cannot be a juror on any trial anywhere in the country. Well, Kurt O'Keefe, the treasurer for the Americans for Citizen Voting, said, democracy depends on public confidence. This easy way to restore that confidence is to ensure that only citizens vote. Every voter proves who they are and therefore be allowed to stay on the qualified voter files. We want every vote from every legal voter to count. Combs commented that the signatures they got came from Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, all of who believe election integrity matters. The people did their job. We gathered the signatures. We turned them in. Now we're asking that Secretary of State Benson follows the law and does her job. Americans for Citizen Voting called on the Secretary of State to promptly complete certification of the petitions and therefore place the constitutional amendment before the Michigan voters for this upcoming November election. More than 750,000 Michiganders have spoken. Let's let the people decide. So I'm going to reach out to Kirsten and see if I can get her on the show to discuss this situation and to see what we can do to put pressure on Jocelyn Benson to get this on the ballot for November. I know they're busy dealing with next week's primary election, but we got plenty enough time to get this on the ballot. The signatures have been turned in. It's now time for the canvassers to approve the signatures and get it on the November ballot. Pure and simple. Now, one of the other things that you have to understand, folks, this is a governor candidate. A governor candidate. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson on the ticket to be our next governor. Do you think she wants this turnout to be increased by putting this on the ballot? Well, Trucker, why do you say it would be increased? This is almost, folks, a get out the vote. A get out the vote effort by the Republicans. Absolutely. This is much like, very much like, the ballot proposals to legalize marijuana. Stop and think about it. If people who believe in election integrity believe we have a problem, believe we have an issue, those who support the Save America Act, are they Republicans or are they Democrats? Just got a very simple question for you. Because I believe it's a Republican issue. Democrats do not want voters to have to prove their citizenship. That's why the Democrats are against this in Washington, D.C. Well, guess what? Thanks to these people doing this effort, collecting the signatures, turning them into the Secretary of State's office for approval, have done the work for us. We definitely call on Benson and the Board of Canvassers to certify the signatures. Put it on the ballot. Final segment of today's show will be right.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I drop 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of today. Want to cover a couple of things that people are basically texting me, sending to me about this campaign. And I just covered it in the story, but I'm going to respond to it anyway. Downstate in the Bay City area, John and Julie said, we've noticed campaign ads on TV favoring John James, showing Perry Johnson as being anti-Trump. When you next speak with him, could you please ask him how and where he stands on President Trump and his policy? Perry, as a businessman, you would seem to have at least a couple of ideas in common. Well, first of all, Perry loves Trump. He loves his tariffs. He loves his foreign policy. He loves everything. He even said it in that story about how he feels about Trump when he was just 4 miles away from the president yesterday. State Representative Matt Maddox home. He talked about it. John James and the PACs that are supporting him are scared to death that Perry Johnson is going to win on Tuesday. They are pulling out every negative campaign attack they can against Perry. You run positive ads about John James, then you turn around and run a negative against your opponent. That is the oldest political strategy in the world. It's done all the time. They said, we figure there must be some kind of slanted thing going on. Thank you for clarifying that for us. And unfortunately, I hate to say this, folks, but it's going to get worse this week. Much worse. Why? Because James' campaign is desperate. They saw that poll that I saw. Perry Johnson up by 2 right now with 17% undecided. 83% of the people already made up their minds. And if those 17% undecideds make up their minds and vote this week for Perry Johnson, John James' political career is over. This will be his third statewide election that he's lost. Lost to Debbie Stabenow back in 2018, lost to Peters in 2020, won Congress in 22, again reelected in 24, but now 26 running for governor. Perry Johnson beats him on Tuesday. John James is done, politically speaking. He serves out the rest of this calendar year as a congressman, voting for all of Donald Trump's bills because Donald Trump endorsed him. He kept his word. Now James is committed as a lame duck congressman because there will be a new congressman elected for the 10th Congressional District. John James is not on that ballot August 4th for Congress. He's on the ballot for governor, giving up that seat to, it appears, Michael Bouchard Jr. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard's son, Iraq Army veteran, looks like he may be winning that seat thanks to Donald Trump's endorsement. So, very, very interesting. Well, again, Kevin Kievsky will be on the show with me tomorrow talking about this complaint filed by the Perry Johnson campaign against John James for campaign finance violations. Well, are they true, or did the Michigan Bureau of Elections screw up? We'll get that figured out with Kevin on Wednesday, and Perry Johnson will be here on the show 11:30 to 11:50 on Friday. Make sure you tell all your friends to tune in to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, to be able to listen to the interview. If they miss it, it will repeat every 3 hours all weekend long and rebroadcast on the radio station, the Patriot Voice Radio Network, both websites, both phone apps, on Monday at 8:30. So if they can't listen in Friday or over the weekend, you'll hear it again Monday morning at 8:30 before I'm back here live at 9 o'clock. It's crunch time, folks. This is it. The final week of the primary. Make sure you reach out to all your friends, family members, coworkers, people you go to church with this Sunday. Make sure it's critical. They understand they have to vote next Tuesday or sooner. You can vote in person right now until Sunday, this Sunday, August 2nd. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network, yourdefendingfathers.com. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is, there's a cure.